Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting.
Let's go.
Hello and welcome to another day, another week. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, Mondays, I always ask you guys a question and I'll answer it first because I actually can see the question and you guys don't know what it is. If you could invent a holiday, what would it be? If you could invent a holiday, what would it be? And I'll go first. It would be National Left-Handers Day, but everything has to be built for us for once in our life, meaning desks, scissors, ball gloves. You need to be able to find ball gloves and guitars. And there's a real struggle with being left-handed. And you just accept it and forget that you guys right-handers have it a lot easier than left-handers after a while because it's just it's a difficult life. And I would have National Left-Hander Day where all the stuff that, or you guys just have to suffer through what we have to suffer.
Why?
Through
Why do we have
like to? You can never find anything that.
Man.
So I would go, and we also everybody gets $500 as left-handed. And you have to prove it by throwing a ball through a hole.
Oh.
So you can't just claim it.
Oh.
National Left-Handers Day is my holiday. The end. Amy.
National No Parenting Day. The government provides care.
That's what I was going to do. National
and
Babysitting Day.
You get
day.
To just like, I don't know, go do whatever you want.
Oh, and that's part of it too. You can do whatever you want?
Yeah.
Like no laws? Like you can kill and stuff?
No. You don't get to break the law. But like you don't have to go to work. You don't have to work as a parent. You don't have to cook anything or clean anything or laundry.
Sounds like Eddie's everyday life.
You don't have to.
No, that's not true.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
There's no consequence. You don't have to hand out consequences.
Got it.
That'd be awesome.
It's exhausting. Yeah.
I'm kidding. Eddie, what do you have?
Yeah, mine was kind of the same thing. But you know what would be cool? A random Wednesday day. So like, one random Wednesday, they tell you everyone has this day off and you didn't plan for it. You're just like, hey.
It's like finding $10 in your pocket.
That's what I'm talking about.
But then, why Wednesday?
Yeah, did because you say random Wednesday day?
Yeah,
that's
random
what it's
Wednesday.
Called.
Random Wednesday day. Yeah. I kind of like it because you never cool? know what's coming and you wake up and at 12:01.
You have the day off.
All of a sudden, it comes across like an Amber Alert. Random Wednesday day. Random Wednesday day.
You don't have to go to work.
That's fine.
That'd be amazing.
Lunchbox?
National No Tipping Day. One day out of the year, you go everywhere, anywhere, and they cannot ask you for a tip. There can't be a tip line. There can't be a sign that says, hey, we accept tips. They can't put a bucket, a cardboard box, a milk jug, nothing. No tips allowed on National No Tipping Day.
So just
wow.
man, looking that'd be awesome. At this as a whole, all
that'd
four
be
of
great.
Us. Three of us wanted something for other people. One of us wanted to take something away from somebody.
No, I wanted to give this to all you guys.
Mostly
allow you
servers,
to,
no, but
too.
I'm, no, no,
to
but
go
I'm,
somewhere
but
and
I'm
not
saying,
have to feel like you have to tip everyone.
I hear you, but I'm saying your day is you not giving to servers.
It's not just servers. Walk in a hotel.
Right.
Hey, welcome to my hotel. Can you give me a tip? Hey, would you like help
hey,
with your
where
bag?
Where are you staying,
tip?
Bro?
I mean, every hotel you
Who
walk in.
Who stayed at the Airbnb where they asked for the note?
Oh, me.
Was it you? Yeah. Which is weird. Tell Lunchbox about that.
So I stayed at an Airbnb and they left a note that said you could Venmo to tip the house cleaner for the Airbnb.
See, absolutely so, stupid.
Which I'm okay.
No, it's not cool.
Hold on, but Morgan, why was that weird?
It was weird because I already paid a $65 cleaning fee to stay at the Airbnb.
There's already a built-in fee when you book the Airbnb.
But the fee's for the owner of the house.
To clean.
And the tip is for the cleaner.
But no, hold on. And I love tipping. Live my life built on other people's tips forever. I will say, though, why that's weird is that $65 is for the owner to pay for somebody to clean. They're already getting that money.
There you go.
No, not there you go. You just said something.
And the owner should tip. Like,
yeah, the owner should
yes.
The owner can work the tip into the thing.
But if you want a tip, great. But I'm saying that is weird.
But I'm not going to get the benefit of a clean house, so why would I tip? Like, no. See, this is why we need National No Tipping Day.
Yeah. Screw everybody.
All right.
So stupid.
Yeah. Time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I know that Eddie has said before he paid off a huge amount of debt. My husband and I are in pretty deep, probably around $45,000 in debt. I don't see a way out of this. We have 3 kids, full-time jobs. I have a second part-time job, and I find we're still having trouble keeping our heads above water. I never feel like we can get ahead. We live paycheck to paycheck, and sometimes that is not enough. Do you guys have any ideas? We're basic people. We stay home a lot. Kids are in sports. We don't do vacations. I appreciate any advice. Signed, financially frustrated. First of all, I want to say anything we ever say about money, don't listen to. We know nothing about it.
I know money.
I grew up with none. I try to be responsible. I have no background in money. I'm never going to give people money advice. None of us should, but we do anyway. That's how the whole show works.
It's our job.
Yeah, right. So I have actually never been in debt because even when I was poor, I just had nothing. Unless I could pay for it, I was scared of credit. No credit for me because I was scared I couldn't pay it back and I'd go to jail or some weird thing. So I only had crappy stuff, but I paid for it. And now same thing. It's my life, no debt. I can't have debt. I'm scared of it. The other hand, Eddie was in a lot of debt.
In 2006, we said, hey, look, Pearl Jam and U2 are playing in Hawaii. We were 1 year married. We're like, let's go to Hawaii and go to this concert. I'm like, we don't have money. We put it on a credit card. And that is when my debt started.
That was it.
Dude, and what? Like 20 years later, I got $40,000 in debt. That it just kept adding and adding.
Did you guys have a difficult conversation? Like where it was like, here's what we have to do. How did that go?
I think just for like 10 years, we would just keep paying the minimum of like, all right,
which is just interest.
It's just
that
interest.
Money advice we can give is that's going to.
Don't do that.
It's hard. Sometimes that's all you have.
Right. I agree.
Okay.
But.
Go ahead.
And then I think Dave Ramsey called in and started talking about that snowball effect, like where you get your credit cards, start with the smallest.
Smallest debt you have, pay it off.
Right. And that's what we did.
That'd be a credit card, but yes, that could be one of them.
That's what we did. You pay off the smallest one, then you start attacking the bigger ones until, and look, man, it's hard to save money, but you can save money by doing little things every single day.
What's the biggest piece of small advice you could give her?
Food. Just food. Don't eat out. You can grocery shop and you can be and don't waste food. Like whatever, when you get home and you're like, what are we doing for dinner? Forget the idea of, oh, we're going to do spaghetti and meatballs. No, what's in the fridge? What can we use here now? And that'll work for dinner. And then just kind of live your life like that for a little bit. And before you know it, you're going to chip away at that debt. It's going to take a while, but you're going to chip away little by little.
How long did it take you guys?
Forever. I don't know, man. Forever.
How long?
We're out. We are out, completely out. And we still have credit cards. Now we just charge stuff to the credit cards and then pay it off at the end of the month.
Yeah.
That way, no debt is whatever. Had.
People think that there's an exaggeration on the show by Lunchbox and Eddie about money.
Yeah.
When it comes to 401k, when it comes to.
Yeah.
I swear to our listeners, there is no exaggeration. They want retirement, but have you guys saved it all for retirement?
Not yet.
No, but I did get an email about 401k the other day. Did you see that? That they said we could increase our 401k.
So just a penny, though, for you is an increase.
Well, they said you could.
Because you have zero.
I understand. But did you guys do it?
Well, tell me more. I haven't checked my work email.
I haven't checked my work
it
email.
It says you can
They trick me too many with fake scams, so I don't even do that. I'm checking.
I don't know. It said somebody you can go from 5% to 6%.
Yeah, but you go what percent?
I go zero right now.
Right.
But I'm just saying, like, if you guys going to harp on me, I'm here harping on you. You better sign up.
Okay. Well, I'll check into it.
Okay, we're already signed.
Well,
anyway.
You're leaving just, money on the table, right?
Starbucks and food.
Starbucks. Cut that
one.
Starbucks out for sure. I had to tell my wife, like, we can't do Starbucks. We can get the ground coffee and make it in the coffee machine. That's how we're going to do coffee.
And another one from Dave Ramsey is if you do have to purchase anything, make sure to just go ahead and ask, is this the best price you can give me?
Yeah, another thing, turn off the AC, open the windows.
That's true too.
100%.
Save any way you can. hey, you know what? Let's go out tonight. Hey, let's go bowling. Mm-mm. Nope. You can't do it. We're in debt.
Go get a rock and some limbs.
Look, let's go. Oh, look, there's bowling on TV. We can watch that.
Boom. Gamble on it.
No gambling.
Thank you for your email. Good luck. It's a long, hard fight. It's going to be hard to start. It's going to be hard to finish, but it's going to be awesome when you're done. So good luck with that. That's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Over the last couple of months here, the top five rejected segments.
Rejected segments.
And for a lot of reasons, these get rejected. And some of them I'll admit, I read and I'm like, oh, I just must not have been in the mood for that one that day. And it was a pretty good segment. So I will admit that too sometimes.
Thank you.
Number five.
It's called Repeat Pete, where Mike D wanted us to play a practical joke on a guest that comes in for an interview and just keep asking the same question over and over and over again until he get upset.
That's really funny.
But don't admit we're doing it. And be
that's
like,
hilarious.
So how's your day today? Yeah. Yeah. How was your day today? Oh, yeah. How's your day today? And just keep going over. Funny.
Until they get upset.
That's good stuff.
Maybe on the phone we do that with somebody we don't care about. Like, that's not our listener. You know, I don't like it. It feels mean.
Number four.
Raymundo says he got slapped in the butt by a coworker the other day. And he says he's not going to name names, but what happened?
Yeah, I was just sitting here and I always have my headphones on. I'm rocking a lot of audio. And one of our coworkers came in the room and maybe to get my attention, there was no other way to really say something to me. They slapped me on the upper portion of my buttocks. And so I just was curious in the workplace, how do you handle that? Do you guys think it was awkward or is this normal?
Somebody else had this happen to them too.
Here at work?
Oh, was it Scuba?
Yeah, it was a double slap. He got me first and he got Ray second, or he or she.
What?
Oh, he or she. We're not going to name names. Oh, I don't know.
Are they a ball player?
They're not, that's the one thing. They didn't play football or anything. Yeah, not that I know.
Do they currently play basketball?
They play golf. I don't know if you slap butts in golf.
So somebody comes in and just slaps your butt? Like, hey, good day, good bit, slap. Huh.
That was kind of that they were leaving the room. That was to let me know that they're leaving. I have no idea. I have no idea.
Eddie?
No, it's not me.
Amy, your thoughts on that?
I think.
What if a guy slapped you in your butt, though?
I think, without knowing who it is, it's hard. I mean, I have a guess in my mind. And if it's the person that I'm thinking, it's fine. They're safe.
So it's based on the person that can.
They're safe?
So what do you mean? Like, what makes this person safe?
Yeah, I don't understand.
I just feel like this person means well. They're probably
can
just like.
Can you whisper in my ear, Ray? Push the button where nobody else can hear you.
Is it?
Are they safe?
They're safe. Yeah. It's weird, but they're safe. He's never slapped my butt, but that's funny. They're safe.
Did you just...
Ray said it in my ear.
Oh, you know.
But you know who it is now.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Ray and I can talk to each other quietly where you guys can't hear
it. Can I ask a question that might give it away, but it doesn't... I'm not going to say his name.
Okay.
Is it an animal?
I'm not going to answer anything about the person's name. Okay. All right, moving on.
Number three.
Now, this was a pick-a-bit that never got picked with Lunchbox. Nobody ever cared about it.
Oh, man, I've been wanting to talk about this.
Lunchbox's pick-a-bit was, how did Lunchbox scam a local charity? And nobody ever picked it. Listen, never picked it. We never picked it.
So we're going
to
do it here?
So it was a rejected segment so quickly. What was the bit?
Yes, so I go to the grocery store, and I'm checking out, right? And they have a thing. Would you like to donate to this children's hospital? And you get a booklet full of coupons. And it's like, you can donate $5, $3, $1, or other. Well, guess what? No matter what you donate, you get the same coupon booklet. So I donated 10 cents. And guess what? I got the same booklet that the person that donated $5 donated. If you're going to do this charity, if you're going to donate more money, you should get a better coupon booklet. So I scanned them. I said, I'll donate 10 cents.
How do you donate 10 cents, though?
Because they said other. And then the person types it in. Cents. They scanned it and they said 10 cents.
You know, the person watching that on the other side is like, oh, God.
And so I got the same coupon booklet that the $5 donator got. I scammed the charity and got the same benefit.
They're probably planning for people like that. It's almost like they get some people click other and donate $20. So that's to make up for people like you.
Hilarious, though. Like, why would you do that? Okay. So, yeah, I scammed the charity.
I'm glad nobody picked that.
Wow. No, I scammed the charity, but it's also a way for the charity to realize their mistake. Next year or next fundraiser, maybe do different coupon booklets for different levels.
Okay.
Number two.
Eddie wanted to know if woke culture was going to get him.
Ooh, this is a good one. I got my basketball team, right? I got my basketball team, and we're practicing, and I say, all right, guys, oh, man, I forgot my practice jerseys. All right, let's just do shirts and skins. And then one of the kids, like, I don't want to take my shirt off. I'm like, come on, man. It's basketball. Take your shirt off. Let's go. And then after that, I was like, oh, no. Is woke culture going to get me? Because I made this kid take his shirt off.
Oh, no, that's woke culture. But kid doesn't want to take his shirt off. You just don't make him take his shirt off.
Yeah, I'm like, come on. You just make his team shirts and the other team skins.
No, because one kid on each team didn't want to take the shirts off. I'm like, all right, somebody's got to take their shirt off.
Why not play this game?
No, because it's
size. Why do you think Manny can't take their shirts off, too?
Yeah. No, shirts and skins, man. You know, we all did this.
I hear you.
Like, what is? Yes, it is.
That's not woke.
That is woke.
That's woke, man.
Straight woke.
I pictured like
if
a parent.
If a person's not comfortable with their body, that's not woke.
They were laughing and be like, I don't want to take my shirt. I'm like, come on, dude.
I swam with a shirt on for a lot of my teenage years. And that wasn't woke. I mean, embarrassed in my body.
Hey, but you know what? Don't do shirts and skins when you swim. Like, you have to differentiate your team.
Bobby, you want to teach him a lesson? Make him take his head off every day for a week in the studio. Hey, he's going to do it to the kids.
I'll take it off right now. Who cares?
No, you hate taking your head off.
It's part of our game.
He doesn't care that much.
I really don't.
He works out with his hat off. We do all kinds of hat off. But
dude,
yes,
I'm good.
If I thought that would matter, that'd be hilarious. But yeah.
Am I going to get in trouble?
No. Well, yeah. Well,
see? Woke culture's going to get you.
If Coach Eddie made me take my shirt off, even though I didn't want to, if that's a thing, that's not woke culture, though.
If you got in the car and like, hey, Jimmy, how was practice? Coach Eddie made me take my shirt off. Excuse me?
I begged him not to make me.
We were doing shirts and skins.
Oh, what's the deal with shirts and skins? All right, finally, number one, go.
Number one.
This is one that I just wasn't in the mood for, and I think it's actually could be a pretty decent bit, if I'm being honest. The rejected segment is from Raymundo. What bad luck have you had recently? And Ray listed a bunch of bad things that happened to him.
Oh,
and I was just not in the space that morning to do it, so I rejected it. But I like to go ahead and revisit this. Ray, list all the things that happened to you.
Yeah, so this was Clint Black, a good run of bad luck. And all within 2 days, my insurance said they wouldn't cover a hospital bill. Our rent at our apartment complex went up. And I also lost an endorsement through work. So I was like, wow, that's a good run of bad luck.
What's up with the work endorsement?
Yeah, what happened?
I don't know. They just said they didn't want to endorse me anymore.
Oh, man.
That's a good run of bad luck.
You endorsing them.
Yeah.
Dang, dude. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
So anybody had any, like my, I said that my Bronco, the axle broke. Stinks. Busted my tooth. Two teeth. Busted two of my teeth. Bad luck. Right there. Amy, anything?
I feel like things been working out for me lately.
Oh, good for you,
yeah,
Amy.
Girl.
Yeah. I mean, you know, my good luck. I have a good luck story where I got really
that's
lucky.
Not, that's not
oh, story. Please tell us.
Oh. Hold on. Let's go bad first. Eddie.
Mine's got to be, I'll start with my root canal. Mm-hmm. I go to the dentist, right? They say, you got one cavity. I go. I end up having to get two root canals, both in the same day. My teeth hurt for 5 days, dude. It was brutal. And then my car got towed. That's a run of bad luck.
Lunchbox?
I got sick on vacation.
That's true.
I mean,
why is that?
Because I went to the devil, and it's called Florida.
Yeah.
I mean, Florida.
Yeah, Florida, man.
Oh, man. Yeah, you want to talk about bad luck. You plan a whole trip, but you know what I always say? You can plan a pretty picnic, but you can't predict the weather.
Thank you, Outcast. Is that your only bad luck, though?
That's not bad.
That's okay. It's been a week.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I bought a bunch of lottery tickets and win millions of dollars.
We all did that.
Yeah.
Amy, what is your good luck?
Well, so I had my power went out, so I had to leave my garage door open. And it happened to be a night that our neighborhood got robbed by a bunch of people. And literally my neighbor, my garage looks at their garage. They got car broken into, stuff stolen out. Police had to come, all kinds of things. And I was like, my garage was open because I couldn't close it. And they didn't take a thing. Nothing's missing from my garage. They didn't
You're
break a window in my car. No, I feel horrible for my neighbors.
Yeah, screw my neighbors. What up?
They were very.
You're good.
Listen, they're going to be
survival
fine.
Of the fittest. All about Amy.
That's showbiz, baby.
No, they had. I had felt terrible for them.
Sounds like it.
For a second.
She could have been like, well, I didn't have to be here. My bad luck to my neighbor. But no, she went, you want to hear my good luck?
I felt like.
And she left her garage door open.
I felt like that was really lucky for me.
Yeah, good for you.
Because, like, I fully expected to have them.
You really deserve that. Good for you.
Yeah, good job, Amy.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah.
Whatever. Hey, sometimes you just get lucky. I feel like I got lucky.
Not so much for your neighbors.
Yeah, hey, poor neighbors, huh?
That was Rejected Segments.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. So adult life can start with a lot of financial ups and downs, and it can seem like a lot more downs than ups at first. You know, people can make mistakes and buy things that they can't afford sometimes, and then that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit. Products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Taking finances into your own hands can help turn things around, even helping save money to rent a first apartment or a home. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. So whether you're trying to manage your money or you're trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so that you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com. That's Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie. Tell me something good.
There's a guy who's been planning to propose to his girlfriend for weeks. I mean, he was ready. They're going to Myrtle Beach. So they're on the beach, right? And he's like, got the ring in his pocket. He finds the perfect spot. He reaches in his pocket. I don't have the ring. He lost the ring. He's like, oh my goodness, I can't find the ring. It's nowhere. He looks in the sand, nothing. There's some cops nearby. He's like, guys, you got to help me. I'm here to propose to my wife or my girlfriend. I can't find the ring. So the cops look. They have a canine dog.
There's no chance they find that ring. It's just sand.
They can't find it.
It's probably like on the sink or something, right? No, in the sand, there's no chance.
They're looking everywhere. They can't find it. And there's a 15-year-old boy named Isaiah. He's got a metal detector.
Just walking around.
Hey, you kid, come over here.
No way.
He gets his metal detector. He starts scanning within seconds. Found your ring, buddy. He gets the ring. He proposes. She says yes.
I'm surprised he even knew kind of where he dropped it.
Yeah. I guess they were just in the same area for a little bit. Maybe he sat down and it fell out of his pocket.
That is so stressful. Remember the time your wallet fell out of your pocket at my bachelor party?
Yeah.
You sat down?
I'm never going to forget that.
And then he called the Uber driver next morning, like 100 times. You have my wallet. Yeah, it fell on your car. No. It was on a bench in the park.
I had like these sweatpants, you know, so the pockets were kind of loose. Yeah. And when I sat down.
Poor Uber driver woke up to 72 voicemails.
I thought that Eddie, you accused him of taking your wallet.
It was a girl. I did accuse her.
Yeah. But you both found them, you know?
Yeah.
They should name their kid Isaiah. Middle name.
Right. Well, Isaiah says, you know, I kind of saved a marriage, so pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. Yeah. That's it. Nice. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Want to go to the married guys here?
Yeah.
because wives say what they would change about their husbands. So what would your wife change about you if she could? And while you think, I'll go, number one would be cut out shirts. If there's a, I cut out half my shirts.
No.
No sleeves. It's not even that I have big arms. I just like to be comfortable. And sometimes if she's like, hey, let's go here, I'll just wear, which, how nice of a cutout do I need to wear? I'll say. And so I think that sometimes that gets a little annoying to her that I have so many cutout shirts. And sometimes she'll see me with scissors cutting them out. She's like, oh, you know, you need another one?
Like, here we go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I need a black one this week. And so that probably, obviously, I work too much, according to her sometimes.
Mm.
But if she could change one thing, probably the cutout shirts. Eddie?
I'm kind of a pack rat. And she didn't like that.
Hoarder? Did you say,
I mean,
you say hoarder wrong?
I like to keep things, you know what I mean? And so in my area, I keep everything.
You
like
mispronounce hoarder.
Pack rat is what I call it. So she would change that, I think.
Lunchbox?
Ooh, cleanliness. Like, I just leave dishes everywhere. I leave my clothes everywhere. Also, I for some reason, I write things on pieces of paper, fold them up, put them in my pocket. And then when I get home, I take them out and I put them on the counter. I put them, so I leave pieces of paper everywhere.
Do you know what you wrote, though?
after I go back to the paper, yeah.
Okay, so you can read the writing.
I can read the writing, but she's just like,
well, why are you putting it? Why are you putting your phone?
Yeah.
I don't do that.
You don't do the notes app?
What is he writing to himself? Like,
like ideas.
Ideas for what?
Ideas for work.
Wow. We should go collect these.
Yeah, why do we never see... Like the fruits of your labor.
Ideas for businesses. I mean, you.
Yeah, again, let's go into that.
When you come up with ideas, you got to write them down. You say the same thing.
Yeah.
And so you write them down.
Yeah. I put it on my phone. But I guess I wonder what are these ideas have you written down and they've actually turned into something?
Oh, just random things. I don't know.
I don't know. Like a what? Just give it.
The last one. What was the last one? Like if I see Eddie doing something stupid, you know what I mean?
You
I
write need that to down?
Spill the tea.
So content wise.
Yeah. Like I.
Oh, you write it on a piece of paper and put it in your pocket?
Yeah, 100%.
Why don't you just send yourself an email or something?
Do you mail all those ideas to Mike, like through snail mail after you're done?
No, but if you look over here, I mean, I write things down. Like, I mean, I just have notes that I like.
Yeah.
I write stuff down.
But do you think you could probably. I know you could, but do you think it would be better if you started organizing a bit different now? I mean, you really could just take out your phone, which is what I do. So I go into my notes app. Like I have all of the ideas from watching that dumb movie, The Stuff. I took notes, right? From bits.
Well, that was rude. You already said it was
for
dumb.
For bits from the show, I did this. For a couple personal things that I need to address, a conversation I need to have later today. I keep it all right here.
Ooh. You write down, I need to have this personal conversation. That's interesting.
Yes, I have a daily list in my notes of things I need to do. And so, but I also have ideas for funny songs. I also have a grocery list.
Okay.
That when I have to get groceries, my grocery is easier than hers because I will get the wrong thing. On mine, when I have to go get it says banana. Here's what I have to get. Bananas, lemons, apples, A1.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. That's all she trusts me to get because I'll get the wrong stuff if she just lists out, you know, actual things that we need. But I think if you kept it on your phone and then you just go through it at night, eliminate what you didn't do, check off what you did.
Okay.
He just wrote something else down. So yeah.
He wrote Get Notes app. No. It's on the phone already. It's
comes
the,
with it.
It's the yellow one that says notes.
All right.
You don't even have to download anything. You don't have to pay anything.
Let's see.
The cool thing
notes, got it.
Yeah,
okay. That's it.
From your little crinkled up notes, we just had a whole thing to talk about your notes. Like, so they're already producing.
I mean, I have
content.
Notes from 15 years ago.
Oh my gosh, please bring them out.
And also the business ideas that you write down, have they ever turned into a single dollar?
Yeah, stores, lockers, that turned into some money. Stocks, that turned into some money.
TBD.
So yeah, I mean... That's the best businesses start on a napkin.
No, you heard that about a garage or Willie Nelson on the road again.
Right.
Are you writing on napkins or paper?
Paper.
And also, yeah, where are the napkins?
I don't have any napkins, but these signify my napkins.
Yeah. Try the Notes app for a month.
Man, that's hard because when you're talking, if I pull out my phone, you're going to be like, why is he on his phone?
No. So this is also what I do. I wrote here, we do a segment called The Good News Countdown. And I said, talk to Mike after show about the Good News Countdown, right? If it's something here, I'll write it on a piece of paper. I don't rip it. But if I can't get to it, then I will put it in my note.
Okay.
So you can write it down.
And then go and transfer it.
Well, that seems to do it. Mark it off. Yeah. If you don't, then transfer it.
Okay. All right.
I think you can do it just for a month.
Man, what a weird thing.
Yeah, it's weird, huh? Phones, technology.
Organization.
Yeah, and then if your phone goes down, you're screwed. See?
Why would your phone go down? My battery's never below 80%.
I mean, you could drop in the water. You could kick it in the street and get run over by a car.
It's in the cloud, too, right?
What's he doing with his phone?
Yeah, exactly. What, are you swimming?
Why are you hanging your phone over the lake and walking in the road?
I mean, it just happens. Yeah, it happens.
Write a note. Scribble it down. Don't walk in the road with your phone and don't drop your phone in the water.
I mean, all right. It happens. You don't mean to drop it in the water. Just psh.
Yeah. Well, this has been a good little organizational topic here.
It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know.
Walking in now from the Hyundai Green Room to perform is Riley Green. You'd know this song here. There was this girl.
There was this girl drinking her hand.
This is another number one that he had called Half of Me with Thomas Rhett.
Half of me wants a cold beer.
He had the song I Wish Grandpa's Never Died.
I wish honky tonks didn't have no closing time. And I wish grandpa's never died.
He's got a brand new song with Luke Combs called Different Round Here.
We're breaking 18, we're in Army Green. Truth is in the
world. Here he is in studio, Riley Green.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Riley Green is in studio. Yeah, I guess it's been a while, but I saw you at the ACMs, and you had on the best suit of the night. That's what I remember.
I appreciate
that. The pinstripe suit. That's what I remember about Riley.
Yeah.
He's like a zoo animal. Let me just act like you're not here.
But I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Riley's like a zoo animal where if there's a giraffe and it's just walking down the street, you're like, holy crap, it's a giraffe. Like, Riley's like a good-looking, big, muscular guy that dresses well. You're just like, there's a giraffe in the room, and you can't not look at him. And so I saw him, and he was wearing a great suit. And I was like, dude, what's up? Remember that?
I mean, I don't remember the giraffe thing.
Yeah, but
I think it was a three-piece suit. I like the kind of classic throwback look. But I think what you're getting at is I don't get dressed up much.
No, nope,
so it looks very different. Yeah.
I wouldn't say that. But no, and the mustache, too. It's very prominent, although you've grown a little beard around it now.
Yeah, I just let myself go. I kind of hide behind the mustache in social situations, so I don't know, I was nervous, but... it's nice to get dressed up every once in a while, you know, and they got like stylists and all that now when you go out there. So it's a big deal, man.
Do you get stuff for free now? I'm just now at the stage where I get stuff for free and it's pretty cool.
It's great. It's like that stuff. I don't think I get to keep like the suit. I think I just wear it.
But you get to wear it. You don't have to pay for it.
Don't pay for it. Yeah. But no, every time I come home, there's so many boxes of just random stuff. I got like 80 bottles of supplements on my bar at the condo. We just went by there. But it's like Christmas when you get home. You know?
Did you move back to Alabama?
I never really left. I signed the deal in 18. You know, I started, obviously, spending a lot of time up here, and we immediately went on the road. You know, we've kind of played 100 shows a year for the last decade, it seems like. So I spend a little time here. I've got a place, but my farm's 3 hours from here. So I get down there whenever I can.
Your main mail would go where?
Well, it would go to my house that my parents have since taken over. So my parents live in my house now, and I live in the barn. But it goes to Jacksonville, Alabama.
Tell me about Jacksonville. If you drive into Jacksonville, Alabama, what's there?
You've got a Walmart, you know.
Is it a new Walmart?
It's a super Walmart. Yeah, I remember the old Walmart. Now it's a Mexican restaurant and a gym. The new Walmart's nice. We got like a...
Mexican restaurant and a gym in the same building now?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Well, they hit you coming and going, don't they?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a cool little town. It's real quiet. Obviously, there's a college there, and it grows a lot when the students are in. But that's one thing I love about going back and spending so much time there is it really doesn't change much, you know. And I'm still not a very big deal there, you know.
Are most people in Jacksonville, Alabama, Auburn or Alabama fans?
It's really mixed because we're kind of halfway between. We're about 2 hours from Tuscaloosa and 2 hours from Auburn. So it seems like most of my family is Alabama fans. I'm Auburn, so I'm kind of the odd man out, but it's pretty divided, the whole state, you know.
Yeah, that's anytime I've done a show, like a comedy show, and I mention anything about Alabama or Auburn, it's out of control. You can't stuff the genie back into the lamp because everybody just wants to scream out Roll Tide, War Eagle, and they're screaming at each other, and then I just leave.
Well, I had to play it in both for so long, and you know, trying to start in Alabama, you kind of got to play both ends of it. So I've written songs that kind of hint one way or the other. And it's always been kind of a gray area to fans. And then, I wrote a song called Hell of a Way to Go that just talked about Alabama beating Tennessee. I thought we could all agree on that. which we did. And that was the 1 year that Tennessee beat Alabama. Yeah. So a little horrible year to write that song. But
you've been out with Luke Combs doing the stadium, because these are massive stadiums. You're playing football stadiums with Luke Combs. That's a big, weird place to play, right?
It is. There's a big learning curve to play in a show like that, too. You know, it's what's great about it is we play one stadium a week, and I still go play my own headline shows in, you know, small arenas, amphitheaters, even some clubs. And kind of seeing the intimate side of it and then that big, just giant stage. But it's been awesome. I mean, getting in front of 50-something thousand people is something you kind of never really dream you'll get to do. And I think Luke's fan base is, you know, they're rowdy and kind of aligns with some of the music I put out. So it's been really good. It's been a great tour to be on.
So when you're playing your shows and then you're doing Luke's stadium shows, so what's a week like for you? Because a normal person like us, Monday, we're back at work. So what is a week for Riley Green like? What are the work days? What are the off days?
Well, my off days was yesterday. I had I went to the studio, recorded a couple songs, did a photo shoot for an underwear brand.
Oh, are you like just in underwear? Like
we'll
naked?
We'll see.
Wait, but this doesn't sound off. You're working.
Yeah, it's also, yeah,
well, no, but it was an off day. I didn't
like
have a show.
Like off tour.
Oh, off
tour. Got it.
Yeah, okay. I mean, my point is there aren't really off days. Today's one. You know,
but you're here.
Oh, you're working.
Well, yeah, but yeah. You know, that's what I'm saying. There's not a lot of off days right now. We're very busy on the road, which is great. Obviously, playing shows is a part of this that I really enjoy that doesn't get old. But there's also so much more that goes into it. You know, and being able to go and kind of do some of this stuff when you got a minute in town, it doesn't really feel like work. This doesn't. But traveling is what really wears me out.
Our producer Ray, who is running the audio, you can't hear him, but he got hired to do an underwear ad for Express. And so he went in, this guy was like, hey, we're going to shoot this down in the basement. And he goes to this guy's house and he gets an underwear and shoots it.
Yeah, I know
he had to get on a bed.
He had to get on a bed. Pictures never came.
Saw those pictures on the internet.
Never got paid. Pictures never existed. Ray got tricked by some dude to go in his. So did that happen to you is the question?
No.
Okay, good. All right, moving on.
Did the guy, like, with the pictures he had to shake? Was it like Polaroids?
It was Polaroids and the camera was coming through a hole in the wall. So, I mean, come on. You're doing an underwear ad?
You know,
I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know, Riley.
Hey, we're for sale.
Yeah, know? No, I'm saying that's awesome. I wish I would do an underwear ad. Dang.
Is that uncomfortable, though?
Very.
Okay.
Yeah.
Could you have to just stand there in your underwear?
Well, I mean, they had me doing a lot of different things. I wasn't really in my underwear the whole day. They got t-shirts and socks and make other stuff, but it's different. It wasn't really something I was expecting to be doing with my life at 34.
I had to get painted nude once. Where I had to stand naked and someone had to pay me.
Like the Titanic?
Yeah.
Like you were Rose.
Yep. I was Rose, except
I think you were laying.
No, I was standing.
Oh.
And it was really weird.
Thank God.
Because
I'm
fully naked. And this dude's just drawn.
How was it?
It's terrible.
The picture wasn't good? It was like a stick person?
They drew a leaf over my wiener.
Oh, well, that's nice.
No one's ever paid me to do anything physically. You know?
What do you mean by that?
That like sounds illegal. Like
no. You mean yes, but no, not right that word. Either. But I'm saying, I just wonder.
Never paid me to do anything like physical. Me neither.
You're an athlete. You were doing underwear ads. Like, if I can't think it, nobody pays me to do it. No one ever goes. Oh, no one has ever seen me and said, we should make more of him.
You want someone to want you for your body.
Yeah. I want to be a piece of meat.
Well, we still got another day of content. We need an extra or something.
Can you imagine if I would be the before picture? If it were me and Riley, I'd be the before picture. They would act like we're the same one, do our heads, and be like, before, after supplements, and it's him. That would be what it was. Yeah. That's the life I live. Riley, who's your player here?
I just met him outside.
Oh, what's your name? This is awesome. First date.
This is Jake. He's been playing guitar with me for a long time.
Oh, and you guys, you're kidding?
Yeah, I was kidding. He rode here with me.
Jake, what's up, buddy?
What's going on?
You think the whole thing is weird, me talking about Riley in his underwear?
I told him not to talk, specifically.
Okay, well, you've already broken the rules. You'll
be punished
afterward.
What do you got?
Yes. Jake, where are you
from? What do you think about me in my underwear?
Illinois.
All right, there he is, Jake, everybody.
All right.
That was plenty.
Riley, I want to talk about this new song. We were talking about Luke Combs earlier, but the new single, Different Around Here, has Luke in it. How do you ask him to be a part of the song? That always feels awkward.
I'm sure there's like a chain that's supposed to go down, but I just texted Luke, you know, and known Luke for a long time, kind of thought that might be something he would dig, and unfortunately for me, he did. It's a song that's been a kind of a fan favorite of my fans for a long time, and having Luke on him is a huge help, and obviously worked out great because me being on tour with him and all that. So it's exciting for people to hear the new version of it.
And you wrote this?
I did.
Yeah, you, Randy Montana,
Singleton,
and John Singleton.
Yep.
Yeah, and John, by the way, is awesome. I know John. He's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, him and Randy, I feel like I could write every record I need to write the rest of my life with.
Hey, that's a record I would buy. Every record, the rest of our life. Randy Montana, does he put out music himself?
He used to. I think he had a deal with Long Hair. I've seen pictures.
It feels like I long used to listen came to in town, Randy Montana music, yeah, but I guess I don't
know. A song called Trainwreck that was really good.
You know the songs.
Put Me in a Box, yeah.
Do you sing your demos?
I sing a work tape on everything, but I really like, one reason I like writing with Randy so much and Jonathan is they sing things differently than I would. They phrase things, their melodies are a little different, so I like to hear them sing it and take a little bit from it and kind of put my own thing on it. But then also, I don't like to listen to myself, so I won't listen to a song if I'm the one singing it, but I'll ride around and listen to it, something with one of them on it, you know?
Can you hear somebody sing a song if you're listening to it and go, I love it. I don't love it like that, but I can hear enough of it to know that I'd love it how I do it.
Yeah, I don't think I know what I do, you know, that's any different than anybody else. I think, for one, it's me being in a key that I can sing, because both those guys are a little more high-pitched than I am. But more so, it's melodically, the music, I'll hear something and go, that's not really my style or whatever, but I'd like to break a song down to just a guitar, and I can usually tell if it's something that's in my wheelhouse or not.
Is there a thing where you don't want to sing your own demo in case it just gets out and gets leaked, and it's like, this is Riley Green, sing, and you're like, well, no, that was just a demo that was never supposed to exist.
I've never thought that. To be honest, I'm probably error on the other side of that quite a bit, because I put a lot of stuff out, tease a lot of songs, and me just playing it acoustic at the house or whatever. That's always worked out really well for me with fans, because you go to a show and you'll see how loud they sing it the next week, and if it's good, they'll really sing it. You know, they'll know every word to it. So it's a double-edged sword, I guess, of social media, how annoying it is to have to be on all that, but also the ability you have to connect with fans before songs even recorded.
Yeah. Here he is, Riley Green, performing his new single, Different Round Here. Come on, Riley Green. Nice job.
Well done, Jake.
Jake, well done to you too, my friend. Thank you. I realize I didn't say good job, Jake. I just said Riley.
He did good on that one, though. That was the best one yet.
Hey, harmonies were there, for sure. I have a couple questions for you, Riley, that listeners have asked these uncomfortable questions, and I'm just going to run them by you. Answer
more uncomfortable
them if you want.
Than the naked painting stuff?
No, that was awesome. I really made me feel like alive.
All right, let's see. Yeah.
Number one, how much can Riley Green bench press?
I don't know.
You can only max as an adult, right?
Nah, you just hurt yourself when you get my age doing it. I don't know.
Can you do 205 eight times?
Yeah. Sure. Dang. What, you got somebody to bring one in here?
Yeah, guys, bring it
roll
in.
Roll it in.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I don't want to lie. Never know what y'all are going to do. So y'all put me to the test.
Has Riley Green ever punched someone in the face?
For sure.
Yeah, I mean.
Does that hurt? I've never punched somebody in the face. Does that hurt your hand?
It looked like it hurt. Oh, me?
Yeah, you.
No,
it doesn't hurt your hand if you
punch. So if I'm being honest, I think I fell down after, so I think I hurt my thumb.
On the fall?
Yeah, but his face was really soft.
Yeah. Has Riley Green ever taken a country artist hunting and found out they are not good at it?
I took Thomas Rhett on his first duck hunt, and I'm going to say he wasn't good at it, but he had some really, really bright yellow-looking camouflage, I remember, that didn't look anything like the surroundings we were in. So
his waders were... Or just the colors?
It was Sitka, and it was like really, it was just flamboyant, you know. I was, where we were at in the woods wasn't the same color as his outfit, you know what I'm saying? He looked like the Gordon's fisherman in the middle of a swamp.
That's funny. So your grandpa, did he open up a music venue when you were younger?
Yeah, we turned my great-grandparents' house into a music hall when I was a kid. Not really with the visions of it becoming what it did, but we used to just sit on the porch, and I remember him calling up his buddies that he used to play the banjo or the mandolin or whatever, and we started meeting up and playing on the porch. I was like probably 11 or 12, and he started doing it every Friday. People started to come watch. We have a sawmill. My dad and me built houses for a living, so we remodeled the old house and turned it into, they called it the Golden Saw Music Hall, and it went on for like 13 or 14 years, and it would just be like 200 old people there every Friday playing country music, and me sitting there like watching them, how they made chords, and the old ladies would make snacks, and it was a pretty cool little deal.
Is that really where you learned how to play music, or you were around it so much?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, I learned how to play guitar from going and watching them play, but I think that, you know, like I was a kid and listening to Roy Acuff and George Jones and singing these songs with my granddaddy that my buddies didn't listen to, you know, so I think it definitely had a lot of influence on what type of music I listened to and also probably what kind of music I like to write.
Riley Green here, and full album coming out maybe fall or something. Are you saying that?
October, yeah.
Oh, you are saying that officially.
Well, I don't know if I'm saying it officially, but fall. That's
rhymes
great.
With Mocktober. You know what? We'll go
sometime.
With that.
Yeah,
the album should come out somewhere around Mocktober.
That sounds great.
And then you're on the road all summer, all fall long, right? Doing your own shows.
That's right.
Doing shows with Luke. You guys go over to Riley's. And one other thing, you're Riley Duckman on Instagram, people have to accidentally call you Riley Duckman sometimes, because I think I do sometimes. I'm like, you guys see Riley Duckman? And they're like, no, Riley Green.
Yeah, I got pulled up to the Opry one time, and the guy, I guess we'll like valet, came out and he said, like, knew I was coming. He said, oh, you must be Mr. Duckman. Like, yeah, that's me. So,
and that's just because you like duck hunt? And did you make the name when you were younger?
I don't remember what year I made an Instagram or whatever account that was. So I was really into duck hunting. Yeah, maybe Riley Green was taken then. I don't know.
At Riley Duckman. I prefer to say Duckman, like a superhero.
Yeah, they said Duckman like it was a last name.
Yeah, like the last name. Yeah, like Spider-Man. You want to call him Spider-Man. You call him Spider-Man.
That's right.
Riley Duckman. You guys follow Riley at Riley Duckman on Instagram. And then Different Round Here is the new single. Out on the road. Go see all the dates. Riley, good to see you, buddy. I really appreciate you coming in.
Yeah, thank you all for having us.
Big fan. And anything you want to say, Amy, before we go?
Well, I mean, I think that you should just get with him, get his number after.
And do what? Why would I get his number?
Well, he can teach you how to get the underwear gigs.
Yeah, I got you covered.
That's genetics and hard work.
What? Is it genetics?
And hard work.
And hard work?
Or you just got to study hard in school.
I can't be that tall.
Well, how tall are you?
About 6'3", 6'4".
Oh, yeah, you can't.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think that has anything to do with underwear, though.
Yeah, nothing. Yeah.
Right. Like, they need all, you know, everybody's,
you're all sizes.
And we're going to go to break.
Yeah, now we're going to go to break. All right, there he is. Riley Green, everybody. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. So adult life can start with a lot of financial ups and downs, and it can seem like a lot more downs than ups at first. You know, people can make mistakes and buy things that they can't afford sometimes, and then that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit. Products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Taking finances into your own hands can help turn things around, even helping save money to rent a first apartment or a home. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. So whether you're trying to manage your money or you're trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so that you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Hope you guys had a great weekend. Here's a voicemail we got over the weekend.
So I got a theory on your guys' lottery game. I think if Lunchbox is involved at all, you're never going to win because that man has way too much bad karma built up. So you should test the theory out and go a couple times without him able to get into the pot and everything. Now, if you guys start winning more than you're losing, then we all know that it's because Lunchbox has too much bad karma built up. Bye.
What if we did a lottery, we didn't tell you about it, we won $500,000? What would you do? How would you react?
I'd probably sue you for, like, work, I don't know what it's called, but exclusion, bullying.
I don't think
exclusion, is that a...
I think so.
But, I mean, I would be, I don't know if I could work here anymore. Because that's absolutely inappropriate, and I'm the one that started the
lottery. But you didn't create the lottery.
I know, but I
played it before I even knew you.
But I created the hype.
You didn't, though.
Yeah, you guys are all, no, I don't want
to. You are the biggest fan of it, but you didn't create hype.
And I try to get you guys to play in things all the time, and then if you just did one without me behind my back, it would be pretty bad luck.
It'd be personal. But what if we won because you weren't in it?
It would be pretty personal, and the listeners would revolt with me.
They would roll with you where?
I don't know.
Wherever you go?
They would be so mad that you guys did that to me.
Half would think it was hilarious, and half would think... that it was a mean, but they'd get over it.
I mean, to be fair, I only really play the lottery because the Lunchbox is
Thank
hype.
You.
You created the hype. So.
I know.
I am. Yeah. I'm the hype machine.
All right, here is Miss Robin in her class at summer camp in Fairfax, Virginia.
We have a morning corny for Amy. Why did the dog stay in the shade at summer camp?
Because he's on fire!
I have no idea what they said.
Because he didn't want to be a hot dog.
Love you, Bobby.
There you go.
She knew you wouldn't know, so she yelled, because you don't want to be a hot dog.
Oh, got
it. Yeah. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
All right, I got a list of lies that everyone tells. I'm going to run through some. You just say, yeah, we do.
Well, if we all do, we just say, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's all yes.
Anytime you say, I've read the terms and conditions.
No, I never say that because I never have.
But
oh,
you
mean
to
when
say,
I click it?
Yes, you have to tell people.
That's a lie.
It's not really a lie, though.
Yes, it is.
We all click it. All of us.
Everybody.
Yeah, but I don't say it. I just, if you ask me, I'm going to say, no, I didn't read that. I do click it, though.
Right. And that's acknowledging
lies.
That you read it.
Okay, go ahead.
See how this is going to go. It's like, you don't think you're a liar, but then if you say, don't worry about it, and someone, they really should be worrying about it, or I'm almost there, and then you show up 20 minutes later.
Yeah.
I do that.
Don't do that.
You don't?
No, because if I say I'm almost there, I'm almost there. And I'm on time almost everywhere. And I'll say this. I saw a very funny meme where a guy wrote, hey, when your wife says, hey, 5 minutes out, or I'll be ready in 5 minutes. Imagine, yeah, there's 5 minutes left in the football game. The other team has two timeouts.
Yeah.
It's that 5 minutes. And there are commercial breaks. That's 5 minutes.
To your dentist, you might say, oh, yeah, of course. I floss every day. Well, I'm going to floss every day.
I don't lie there. I say, I floss. Probably like three or four times a week. And maybe it's more, maybe it's less, but I'm honest about that.
Yeah. I mean, now I do floss a lot, but I used to not be great at it. And I'd be like, oh yeah, I floss. And then the dental hygienist, they would be like, your gums sure are bloody. And it's because
those bloody gums will get you though. No, they'll get you. Yeah.
You floss like crazy right before you go.
But I use those picks. That counts though. I count that as flossing.
Oh yeah.
They do the pick.
Well, it has floss in them, so that
the
works.
Floss
yeah. I just don't think you can get around. They want you to get around the tooth.
What are you thinking?
Around the gum.
All right, what else?
Okay, so what's more attractive to you? Like someone that is funny, or if they're just like kind of funny, but you're the funnier one?
I'll say this. I've spent my entire life being the funny one. That's how I even got anybody to like me. I've spent my entire life in every semi-relationship that I've had. I was the funny one. I'm not anymore. It sucks. It's weird because what I'm celebrated for through my career, I'm not even the best at in my house. It's like if Tom Brady was married to somebody else who was secretly, privately a better quarterback at home.
Dang.
My wife is so much funnier than I am. It really drives me crazy. But I also still laugh out loud at some of the stuff that she says or comes up with. She almost never laughs out loud at myself. And when she does, I make a note of it. You laughed! I do that.
You mark it down.
You laughed.
Yeah. Oh, no.
So I think I would have said this. I would have always said, I want to be the funny one. And I've struggled with it, but I think I like it that she's funnier than I am. It keeps me on my toes. It makes me work with her and have to try instead of doing the same old material.
Okay, so you're still trying. You didn't give up.
No, I didn't give up.
Okay.
And then also, sometimes I'll write a joke and she'll go, that's not exactly it. What if you did this? And I'm like, you don't even know. Oh,
that is better.
Oh, that is better.
Well, most people want to be with someone who makes them laugh. And then one stat said for sure that men are twice as likely as women to say that they would rather be the funny one.
I think I would have said that, but now if I had to pick, it's close, but I would rather her be funnier, and she is. And it works, but it's hard.
Who's out of these guys, who's funnier? Eddie, Lunchbox, y'all are your wives.
Oh, well, I thought you were asking me which one of them was funnier.
It's definitely
and now, Eddie's wife's funnier than Eddie is. And
what? What do you want to know? You don't know that.
Not only that, Eddie's funny.
Eddie's very funny. Eddie's like quick. So why Eddie's fun to do the show with or to do our live shows is that Eddie's quick. And Eddie can set you up too. Like he's very funny. He can even set you up to be funny. His wife's funnier than he is.
Oh, maybe that's what he's doing, setting his wife up.
Yeah, maybe my wife should work here then.
Maybe. Our wives would just come on and do this. Even my wife is like, Eddie's wife is so funny. And I'm like, I've known her forever, really? And then we would go eat dinner or something together, and I would just pay attention. I'd be like, oh, yeah, she's funnier. She just doesn't feel the need to do it all the time.
They do laugh a lot together.
They do, yeah. Lunchbox is funnier than his wife.
For sure.
Yeah.
My wife's quiet.
She is quiet. Well, you do all the talking there.
Yeah, it's hard for her to talk. Hard to get
yes,
one
in. And you're loud. Yeah. So there's a 6-year-old named Porter. He covered Cody Johnson's Till You Can't during a school's talent show, and he did a great job. Again, he's 6. But the real story here is that Porter would love to sing with Cody Johnson, like on stage. So he's put a message out that if Cody wants his 4-wheeler, he'll give it up.
So he's going to give Cody the 4-wheeler to sing with him?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. Good. Now Cody's like, yeah, I'll do it. First, he's like, I can't answer all these from every kid. But, oh, 4-wheeler? Also, can they not get the kid an instrumental?
Yeah.
He's singing with the yeah, but he can say we hear he can stay with it. Like it's kind of instrumental.
You can Google that. It'll
don't
come
make
right
him
up.
Sing with Cody Johnson on the track. You know?
Okay. Next time. I'm Amy, that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, and I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time, and I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was, and then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S and find your new favorite pair of boots today. So adult life can start with a lot of financial ups and downs, and it can seem like a lot more downs than ups at first. You know, people can make mistakes and buy things that they can't afford sometimes, and then that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit. Products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Taking finances into your own hands can help turn things around, even helping save money to rent a first apartment or a home. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. So whether you're trying to manage your money or you're trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so that you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com. That's Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Cole Catano on TikTok is known for finding and promoting content creators that practically have no followers. They're doing a good job, and he sees it, and he goes, hey, everybody should follow these people. A few days ago, he discovered Grandpa Reads the Comics. Had almost no followers, but it was a grandpa basically reading comics. I mean, it is what it is, right? So he thought it was super wholesome, and he said, hey, everybody, check out this channel. So it happened, and now the guy has had over 16 million views in the past few days.
Wow. Wow.
He has over 480,000 new followers.
That's amazing.
The grandpa's got an account now that's crushing it. His YouTube channel has now got 500,000 followers.
He probably doesn't know how big that is.
He probably doesn't know what YouTube is. Right, he's talking to, like, that video's getting sent to his family.
Yeah.
And he literally just reads the comic out of the newspaper.
Yeah, because one of them's like, Garfield, did you eat my last donut?
Hilarious.
The next one is Grandpa Reads Calvin and Hobbes.
Like, okay, awesome. Maybe this guy that finds these content creators, maybe there's a reason they don't have followers.
I don't think that's the case. It'd be like discovering a band that's really good or an artist.
But what is so cool?
There's a reason they're not selling stadiums. Well, everybody has to get discovered somehow.
Yeah, and this is so different. It's cool.
It's wholesome, too. Very wholesome.
Yeah.
And his grandpa's probably not making decent money now.
Exactly.
That many followers making decent
reading
money.
I love it.
Well, why don't you do something that's
okay,
different?
I'm gonna read a tell me something good every day.
No, we do that on the show.
Oh, you can do that.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, what? I just can't believe people want to watch this guy. You can go read the comic yourself.
That's true. But you can do a lot of stuff yourself.
No, you can't. Like, there's not certain things like you can get on these channels that you can do yourself.
On these channels?
What do you mean?
On, like, social media.
You can't eat a Tide Pod?
Good point.
Like, you can't.
It
isn't
that. I'm not going to argue.
No, you could, but you can't, like, you can't sing like some of these people that have a lot of
fun. Yeah, but that's like enjoying somebody with a superb talent.
Or like McBeast. You can't do that. You can't put it. McBeast.
Is he a sandwich at McDonald's?
Mr. Beast?
Whatever the heck his name is. You know what I'm talking about.
You get him with the filet of fish or what?
I'll take a McBeast,
a filet of fish, and some fries. Okay, great. I like it. That's a great story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.